This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with Tee Shiao Eek and Lim Soo Ann. As always, we have two stories for you today.
So first up, new research has found that if smokers decide to quit, their lungs can actually repair some of the damage that's been caused by smoking. So in conjunction with World Cancer Day today, we take a look at the significance of this study for the prevention of lung cancer. So it is World Cancer Day today, and that has actually been celebrated on the 4th of February every year since 2000. So 2020 is actually the 20th anniversary of the initiative. Yeah. Since it was introduced back then at the World Summit Against Cancer for the New Millennium that was held in Paris, France. And so that summit produced the Paris Charter, which aims to promote research, prevent cancer, improve patient services, raise awareness, and also mobilise the global community to make progress against cancer. And that charter included the adoption of World Cancer Day.
And this year is also the midpoint of a three-year-long campaign with the theme I Am and I Will. And this is supposed to be an empowering sort of call to action, urging for personal commitment, and also represents the power of taking individual action now for your own future. So World Cancer Day worldwide is actually led by the Union for International Cancer Control, and they're an NGO that looks at helping the global health community in the fight against cancer.
And according to the World Health Organization, between 30 to 50% of all cancer cases are actually preventable. And prevention is actually the most cost-effective and long-term strategy to control cancer, not only for individuals, but for governments as well. And the WHO also states that cancer is the second leading cause globally, leading cause of death globally in 2018, where one in six deaths were due to cancer. So today we will be focusing on lung cancer, which is one of the two most common cancers, along with breast cancer. So our Ministry of Health has described lung cancer as the most worrying cancer compared to 14 other major cancers that occur in the that generally occur in the country.
And we all know tobacco use is the single greatest avoidable risk factor for cancer mortality. Besides lung cancer, tobacco smoking causes a whole host of other health problems as well, other cancers like larynx and throat cancers. And we know now we have more evidence showing that even secondhand smoke, if you are just around somebody who smokes, it can cause lung cancer in non-smoking adults. So I think most often what you see is women and family members of smokers who are mostly male.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that we've spoken quite a lot here on The Bigger Picture. We've covered the dangers of the use of tobacco, how the management of lung cancer, a whole host of other respiratory diseases.
And lung cancer also, how it's often diagnosed at the late stage and treatment becomes very difficult.
Yeah, and then, you know, with the smoking bans and the idea of implementing smoking zones, there's a lot of strategies going on, especially at the government level, to sort of try to curb tobacco use in Malaysia. So today we are taking a look at a recent study that was published in the journal Nature. So the study actually found that our lungs have an almost sort of magical ability to repair some of the damage that's caused by smoking, but your lungs can only do that if you stop smoking. So if you're still smoking, you can't.
There's no magic there for you.
So up until now, you know, we thought the mutations that eventually lead to lung cancer were permanent, and that, you know, it still remains in your lungs after you quit.
So smokers are always told that their risk of developing diseases such as lung cancer will drop if they can quit, as it will prevent further damage to the body. But these surprise findings show that the few cells that are undamaged by smoking can actually later help to repair the lungs. And the researchers see that effect even in patients who had smoked a pack a day for 40 years before they finally gave up smoking.
That's pretty amazing. So just some background on how they did the study. So the researchers analysed lung biopsies from 16 people. These included current smokers, ex-smokers, adults who had never smoked, and children as well. The reason they could only study 16 samples was due to ethical reasons. So there are some caveats due to this sort of small sample size of this study. But the results do raise a lot of interesting questions. So according to the study's senior author, Peter Campbell, some of the people in the study had smoked more than 15,000 packs of cigarettes in their life. And the overwhelming majority of cells they took from a smoker's airways obviously showed mutations due to the tobacco. And some of the cells contained up to 10,000 genetic alterations. Mm-hmm. And another author of the study, Dr. Kate Gower, said that these alterations are like, quote-unquote, mini time bombs. They're actually just waiting to progress to cancer.
Yeah, so, you know, they found that 9 out of every 10 lung cells in current smokers that they in the biopsy samples, you know, had mutations, including those that can cause cancer, but that 1 out of 10 cells actually went, you know, remained undamaged by the tobacco. And among the ex-smokers, it is those cells that begin to grow and slowly replace the damaged cells in the airways. So the results actually show that in people who do quit, up to 40% of their cells look just like the cells of the lung cells of people who never smoked. So this population of cells sort of almost magically and slowly replenishes the airways. So to get more insight into the research that was done, I spoke to one of the authors of the paper, Professor Sam Janes. He's also a Wellcome Senior Fellow and the head of Lungs for Living Research Centre at University College London. And I started off by asking him, how long does someone need to smoke before it causes damage to the cells in their lungs?
So I think as soon as you start to smoke, you begin to cause the genetic damage. So really from that very first cigarette. And then the damage obviously builds up over time pretty relentlessly, day by day, year by year. And the more you smoke, the more damage you get.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens when this damage happens? You know, when and how does that turn into lung cancer?
So what we think happens is that you build up genetic damage or mutations in the in your DNA, the genetic code within your cells. And some genes are more important than others. And we call these driver genes because they sort of drive you towards cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, you may be unlucky, perhaps, and get, you know, as many as 5 or more driver genes affected. And we think that, that's the tipping point. You get to a certain number of these really important genes, and then suddenly your cell loses control and just starts growing and invading the tissues around it.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned unlucky. Does that mean that we don't know what causes these driver genes to be affected?
Well, I think we know that it's the smoke and the sort of damaging agents within smoke. So there's perhaps up to 60 different carcinogens within smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So we know how the DNA damage occurs, but I think there's probably some luck to which genes are affected within each cell. And so that's why I guess, you know, we all hear stories of a great grandfather who lived to a sort of ripe old age and didn't get lung cancer despite being a heavy smoker. So there's some luck to it in that, you know, some smokers will end up with lung cancer and others won't.
Mm-hmm. And so this new study found that, you know, certain cells in the lung can actually replenish the lining of the airways, I understand. So could you briefly explain how was that conclusion reached? You know, how was the research carried out?
Yeah, sure. So what we did was we took little tiny biopsies from the airways or windpipes from 16 different people. So children, some smokers, ex-smokers, and some never smokers. And what we found in the smokers was we found a lot of genetic damage, just as we would expect. But there were always a few cells, perhaps just between 2 and 5 in 100 cells in the smokers that didn't seem to have any genetic damage. But in the ex-smokers, the people that had given up smoking, we saw many, many more. So in some cases, up to 40%, so nearly half of the cells in their windpipes had no signs of any smoking damage. And these cells, of course, can't form cancer because they're not damaged. So they're protecting these people against forming cancer.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how, you know, that process happens, that the cells protect the other cells from cancer?
Yeah, well, so I think that's going to be a really exciting area of research for us and other people over the next 5 years or so, because what we don't understand is if these cells are just hidden somewhere and perhaps therefore not sort of getting all the smoke exposure, or whether perhaps they're just resistant to smoking damage, which would be really exciting. And what we want to know now is whether we can manipulate those cells, so whether we can make them grow out even more, perhaps replacing all of the damaged cells in someone's windpipes.
Mm-hmm. And currently, do we know how long it takes for the healing to happen?
So not really. So we've done this across, obviously, the 16 patients. Mm-hmm. We're not quite sure whether it sort of is a fairly quick process to start with, or whether it occurs slowly over time. So I think that's another really important thing that we'd like to research.
Mm-hmm. And did you also find any differences in terms of perhaps for someone who smoked only a few years versus someone who smoked for like a decade, for example, are there differences in how the cells replenish?
We didn't see that. But again, I think we're probably just at the start of this research. So I think it would be difficult for us to say. But it certainly, even in the people that had smoked very heavily, perhaps 10,000 packs or more, mm-hmm. they still showed that these normal cells, these sort of near normal cells, could just start growing out again, protecting them from cancer.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be the significance of these findings, right, especially for current smokers and also for work on preventing lung cancer?
Yep. So I think, any doctor will always, of course, be begging their patients to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. I think what this research shows is that, you really must, and it's never too late. So even if you've smoked very heavily for a long time, you can repair the damage in your airways. Now, that has one cautionary note, because what we don't know is what happens further out in the lung, in the sort of spongy areas that deliver our oxygen. And that's the areas that generate emphysema and COPD. So we don't believe that can repair itself. But what we do know is the windpipes or airways can. And they're actually often the place for the more aggressive cancers.
Mm-hmm. And so is that one of the is that part of plans to further research on this area? And I understand, the you mentioned as well, the study only looked at biopsies from 16 people. And are there plans to study more people to, to get more data on this?
Yes, absolutely. So we're really interested in expanding our studies and maybe looking at other things. Many people around the world are really interested in pollution. Mm-hmm. And effects that can have on the airways. So we're sort of trying to work with partners around the world now to look at sort of expanding these studies.
So that was Wellcome Senior Fellow Professor Sam James, who is also the head of the Lungs for Living Research Centre at University College London. Hmm. So, I've seen quite a few articles on this study about last week, I think, and it's really quite interesting, right, because it's not just your risk of getting lung cancer stops when you quit smoking. It's the fact that your cells can potentially heal and replace the damaged cells in your lungs. And that even further, that reduces the risk of lung cancer even further.
Mm, it is. I do wonder, though, whether, because there's so much, what health authorities actually really try to do is prevent young people from picking up smoking in the first place, right? Then you can just reduce that risk to near nil. I wonder whether something like this would have a backlash in the
sense, almost a counterintuitive effect.
Almost. Yeah. I could be overanalyzing it a bit, but sort of like, well, I'll just try it out because I can stop later and my lungs will repair itself. Mm. But I know there's more to smoking addiction. It's a much more complex process that affects the brain. But it's also about public messaging, right? Mm. And I hope this doesn't derail those efforts to, stop young people from even picking up smoking in the first place.
I do think, though, that it is important for people who are already smokers, especially those who have been maybe smoking for decades, because you often hear, what's the point of quitting now? I might as well, keep this habit that gives me some form of pleasure, whatever it may be, instead of stopping now. I've already done all the damage anyway. I feel like this is something that perhaps suggest to you that no, you can actually not just stop the damage, but even fix some of the damage that's been created. So that's also just on the line of the things you learn about the body that's so fascinating.
That's right. And the body Yes, we forget that the body has that ability to repair itself. I mean, in the first place, you shouldn't be causing damage to it, but yeah, you know, I'm going on that again.
Are you going to go down the body's the temple route?
Just don't start smoking, I think.
Yes.
Good message for World Cancer Day, yes. I would say. We do have to wrap up this segment, but you can continue to tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900. We will be back after a short break. But first, here's Those Magic Changes by Shana Na on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.